President Trump has made his first public comment since last night's missile attack by Iran on U.S. military installations in Iraq. Speaking at the White House today, he said there were no U.S. or Iraqi casualties in the attacks.
Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
We're joined now by Leon Panetta, former CIA Director and Secretary of Defense under President Obama. Secretary, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
So everybody was waiting to see what Iran was going to do in retaliation for the attack that killed Soleimani. And then everybody was waiting to see what President Trump was going to do in response to that retaliation. What did you think of the president's response?
Well, I think the president has pretty much acknowledged the effort by Iran to de-escalate the confrontation with the United States. And in acknowledging what Iran did by a largely symbolic attack that didn't involve any kind of casualties, I think there's an opportunity here to try to de-escalate the situation and try to see if there isn't an effort to try to return to some kind of common sense negotiations.
The president did say he's going to impose new economic sanctions on Iran. Is that the right move?
Well, I think the president will continue to try to bully Iran, and Iran will continue probably to try to bully the United States. But the reality is we are where we're at because both nations have failed to bully the other nation into doing what they wanted to do. And the result is that we have increased the risks of war as a result of that. I would hope that rather than continuing that approach to bullying each other, that there might be a better opportunity here to try to find some kind of reasonable approach to opening negotiations on the differences between the United States and Iran.
The president also, in his response today, blamed the Obama administration for the missiles that were used last night, saying that they were paid for by Iran using the money that they had gotten as part of the Iran nuclear deal. What did you make of that?
I think the president, when he's caught in a corner, always winds up blaming President Obama for whatever's happening, when the reality is that this president does not have a clear or comprehensive strategy on dealing with the Middle East. It's obvious from his own remarks. He's somebody who's very unpredictable. He's at one point talked tough and at the other point talked about getting out of the Middle East and now is in a situation where there is no clear strategy about how the United States is going to respond to protecting our national security threats in the Middle East. And that, I think, is the biggest concern, is that we have no idea where this president is headed next.
Well, he is now demanding more help from European allies on whatever the strategy may be in the Middle East, from the UK, France, Germany, and from NATO to put more pressure on Iran. What do you think that U.S. allies are thinking right now?
Well, the U.S. allies, I'm sure, are trying to figure out just exactly what this president is trying to do. And obviously, we're concerned when the president walked away from the nuclear accords and in large measure ignored the efforts of all of the other countries that were involved in negotiating those accords. I am glad that the president is reaching out to those allies. I think that makes the most sense. I think they are probably the strongest weapon we have to try to see if we can't open up some kind of path to negotiating the differences that are involved in dealing with Iran.
Secretary Panetta, what do you think all of this means for the U.S. relationship with Iraq, a country that the U.S. has been involved in, has lost a lot of blood and treasure over the past many decades now?
Well, I think the killing of Soleimani obviously has undermined the relationship with Iraq, and Iraq is now telling us that at some point we should withdraw, which will clearly impact on our national security interests, particularly when it comes to dealing with ISIS. So I think the situation that we're in now is one where our relationship with Iraq has been undermined. We're not clear about what our position is with regards to maintaining and protecting our national security interests in the Middle East. And we're not quite sure just exactly where our relationship with Iran is headed. It's a very unpredictable situation that I think raises concerns about exactly what will happen in the future.
Just a few seconds left, but let me ask you, how much do you think politics are playing into what's going on with the impeachment trial kind of looming over President Trump's head?
Well, there's no question that having an impeachment process going on at the same time we're dealing with these national security threats is not good for the country, and obviously raises a lot of questions about just exactly what the president's intentions are all about. But I do take the White House in many ways at its word, particularly when it comes to dealing with national security threats and the need to respond to those threats. So I hope that the president understands that the country's interests must come first before worrying about how all of this impacts on the election.
Leon Panetta, thank you.
Thank you.